I believe in God. I believe in God. Have you ever said that to yourself? I believe in God. Have you ever said, I believe in God, when you had a problem? Or when things were going right in your world, did you ever say, I believe in God? Did you ever say, I believe in God, for no reason at all? Just because you believe in God. It's not hard to believe in God because we know that God is the creator of everything. God is everything. God is the symbol that represents everything that exists, everything that is. But when you think about what kind of a God do you believe in? Do you believe in a God of judgment? Do you believe in a God of hatred? Do you believe in a God of restitution, retribution? Do you believe in God that is always trying to keep the world in order and keep the world in balance? Well, that's not the kind of God I believe in. The God that I believe in is a God that is intelligent, a God that is all wisdom, a God that creates once and creates perfectly once and doesn't have to ever create again. There's no evolution, there's no changing, there's no improvement. It just started out perfect, and it is perfect. I believe in God as the concept of all that is in its ideal state. I believe in God as the concept of purity, the concept of love, the concept of good, the concept of right action, the concept of peace, the concept of abundance, the concept of health. Do I really believe in God as the God of that, and that God is in me, and I am that God? Wow. Now, why does anything less than what I think God is express itself in my life? Why do I think that anything that is less than the purity and the wonder and the magic and the glory of God, which is the truth, how can I ever think that it does not exist every single moment of my life in me as itself? If I don't, then I'm having a trouble. We sometimes compare children, like our children or we as children, to having a father, God. And that father always takes care of us and looks after us. Well, that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. Because in truth, even though we use the word father for ourselves and our parents and our children, once a child finds itself, recognizes that it is beautiful, it is glorious, it is good, then it goes out to be good, glorious, beautiful, and good. It goes out to be that in itself, away from the home, away from the family. Now, when your children, when you as children or your children, leave home, are your parents or are the parents worried that the children are going to be naughty children? Or have the parents taught the children the values of who they are, what their divinity is, what their purity is, what their beingness is, all in divine order? A parent who has trained and loved their child unconditionally and expected the best out of their child at every single moment because they expect the best out of themselves, they will find that as those children go forth into the world, they are the best. They are the most beautiful. They are the most fulfilling. They are the most rewarding. And they are the most fun. Oh, they may have struggles from time to time. But the only struggle they have, the only struggle that exists on the face of the earth, in the universe, the only struggle that exists is when we forget ourselves. And we go away from our divinity, in our thought, and we say, there is a problem. We give power to something outside of ourselves instead of saying, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, no matter what the circumstance may be. And when you say, I believe in God, I believe in God, I believe in God. Why do I believe in God? Because God is all and all is God. I believe in mathematics. Now, can mathematics make an error? No. The people using mathematics can make an error. The people using principle can misuse it or use it in a different direction. They can use the principle of mathematics to prove that something is incorrect. They can use the principle of mathematics to prove that something is correct. Now, what do you want to do? Work on the incorrect or on correction? On wholeness, on the truth, on that which is everlasting, on that which is unconditional in every possible way. When you say, I believe in God, are you saying, I believe in a God that's sort of human? Do I believe in a God that has human virtues like my dad or my mother or my sisters and brothers or myself? Or do I believe in the principle God, the principle everlasting, existing, and I utilize that principle, and that principle says all is good, all is in divine order, all is God. I am all that I am, and I am that right now. If you can say, I believe in God, you've got everything going for you. When you look at your children and you say to them, now behave, do good things, you don't have to tell a child to behave. If you have trained a child the right thing to do under all circumstances, he'll do the right thing under all circumstances, and you don't have to remind him, you don't have to tell him again and again. We are reminding ourselves by saying all is in divine order. And the moment we have come to the conclusion that all is indeed in divine order, we won't have to remind ourselves that all is in divine order because all is in divine order. When we've trained our children and ourselves to recognize that all is good and very good, all is in divine order, then we don't have to say, now be good, now have a good time, but remember, don't do anything I wouldn't do, and all sorts of silly remarks. What we want to say at all times, I know who your Father is. Your Father is God. And I know who you are. And your Father is wealthy. And your Father is healthy. And your Father is fantastic. And I know who you are. You are healthy, wealthy, fantastic in every way. When you're divine, when you're living, saying all is in divine order, not saying what is in order or what is out of order or how I can make it better or how I can make it so that I might like it in a much more better way. I don't do that. I just say, all's in divine order. And divine order for me is the happiest order in the world. Divine order for me is being joyous at all times. Divine order for me is being peace at all times. Divine order for me is being the allness right now. All is God. God is all. I live in that Godness. I live in that allness. I don't think of God as a human type of being. I look at God as principle. And I don't need God as principle to love me, because God as principle tells me that I am love. I am unconditional love. Now, I just practice it. I don't need God to tell me I'm in divine order. I just act as though I am in divine order, and I am in divine order all the time. This is what makes the world go round. This is what makes everything beautiful. This is what makes everything good. This is what makes us the type of person that we would like to have as friends. And this is the type of person we'd like to have as friends, that's who we are. Have a glorious day, believing in God, the principle, fulfilled in you right now, or so it is. Unconditionally, I love you, I love you, I love you. I'll say that a million times, and I'll never tire of it. I love you, I love you, I love you.